Chapter 17. Pretty Girls. There are 6 beautiful girls in school. I find it interesting that they all hang out together. Maybe they're drawn to one another by the same natural forces that make birds flock. Or maybe it's coincidence. But the same thing is not true of guys. Andy is very handsome and charming, while I'm sort of unappealing. I mean, I could be a good-looking guy if I wanted to. I could go back on the acne medication and spend a bunch of money on clothes and get my hair cut at Goosey's and get my teeth straightened and take a shower every morning and shave the few pitiful hairs off my upper lip. If I did all those things, I would be quite handsome. But I wouldn't be me. I'm watching the 6 most beautiful girls in class sitting in the lunchroom at the beautiful girls' table, making bird-like beautiful girl chatter. In order of increasing beauty, they are Diana Spindelli, Brianna Juster, Brittany Milligan, Brianna Taylor, Suzanne Feldman, Melissa Haverman. Some people might disagree about the exact order of beautifulness, but they would be wrong. Today, Melissa is wearing a white sweater made out of some fuzzy material. She looks like she is covered with a shirt made of snow. I try to imagine the snow melting. What do her breasts look like? I happen to know that girls' nipples come in different sizes and colors. I imagine Melissa's being of the small pink variety. I must be imagining quite hard, because suddenly I notice that Melissa is looking right at me, and so are the 5 other beauties. She stands up and marches over to my table, which I happen to have all to myself. For one insane moment, I think she's going to sit down with me. But instead, her lip curls in a nasty sort of way, and she says in a loud voice, "What are you staring at?" Have I mentioned that Melissa's teeth are perfect? I say something like, "Huh?" "Quit staring at me," she says in a voice even louder than before. Everybody in the lunchroom is looking at us now. I see Mr. Timmer, the lunchroom monitor, coming toward us. "I don't like it when people stare at me. I wasn't..." "What seems to be the problem here?" Mr. Timmer interrupts. "Mr. Timmer, Dougie won't stop staring at me. He's staring at my chest."
"Douglas..."
"I wasn't... He stares at me all the time."
"Melissa, please return to your table. Douglas, maybe you should finish your lunch facing the other way."
"But I..."
"Please, Douglas, I don't wish to debate what you were or were not doing with your eyes. Just move around to the other side of the table and it won't be an issue, okay?"
"Yes, sir."
I walk around the table and sit with my back to the 6 beauties.
Now I'm looking at the football players' table, a collection of oversized goons, and they're all smirking at me. I wish Andy was there. He would stop the smirking. But Andy is in the 2nd lunch period. I eat quickly, my ears straining to pick words out of the chirping and twittering going on behind me. Are they talking about me? Do they despise me? Do they find me disgusting? I hope so. I hope I spoil their bird-like appetites.